Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for faith in Christ Jesus. You're welcome to another episode of Everyday with Jesus broadcast, where lives are being changed, enriched, and transformed by the word of God. Let's say a word of prayer before we teach this morning. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the entrance of the same. Thank you for clarity and illumination. Thank you for enlightenment. Thank you because no soul under the sound of this voice will remain the same. Thank you, Father, for healing power. Thank you for your power to work in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Every sickness and ailment and disease melts away at the sound of your word. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, we've been studying spiritual growth and what it looks like. This morning, we're going to have a very short session because I have a meeting to attend to and I need to put some things together before that meeting. The meeting is going to run for at least 8 or 9 hours. Hallelujah. So, we're just going to lay a foundation for what I'm going to be sharing from next week, Monday. You know, I said I was going to start talking about how to profit maximally from the scriptures, from the word of God. The scriptures are given to us to profit. The scriptures are given to us so that we can take advantage of them for spiritual growth and nourishment. At 2 Timothy chapter 3, we find something Paul says, something very instructive. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. The Bible says, "In that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Verse 16, "And all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine." It's profitable. That's the word profitable. Hallelujah. It is profitable. It is advantageous. It is beneficial. That is the reason why the scriptures are given, is so we can profit for them, from them. Now, the profit here does not speak of material gain or prosperity. It speaks of profiting in terms of doctrine. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So you see that the scriptures are able to, you know, bring us to maturity, and then help us fulfill the plan and the work and the ministry that God has committed to us. Now, from verse 15, you see that the scriptures serve as the only basis for obtaining salvation. It says, from childhood you've known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. Now, it doesn't stop at salvation. The same scriptures are now able to build you up in the faith, to make you complete for every good work. And, you know, I came to this text to lay a foundation for what I'm going to be sharing from next week, how to profit and benefit from the scriptures. When Paul says, "And that from a child you've known the holy scriptures," and then he goes to verse 16, he wasn't talking about Timothy just stumbling on scriptures or stumbling on the word of God by himself. He wasn't talking about Timothy just trying to navigate through the waters of scriptures or waters of learning the word of God. He was talking about Timothy continuing in that which he had received. So that means that Timothy had folks who were responsible for him. Timothy was under training. He was being taught. Hallelujah. And that's the first thing we're going to be examining. See, the body of Christ is where it is today, in Nigeria, for instance, and, you know, the world over, because of the absence of a teaching culture. Many pastors are not teaching pastors. They are not teaching shepherds. Hallelujah. Many pastors are giving themselves over to many other things apart from the teaching and the preaching of the word of God. So there's an absence of teachers. And because there's an absence of teachers, we have a lot of believers who are clueless on the matters of faith. A lot of Christians who are struggling with spiritual maturity because they are not being fed. Hallelujah. You see, before we can be talking about people feeding themselves, we must realize that a baby is not required to feed himself. You grow to a point in the faith where you are able to now feed yourself. And that's the essence of maturity. So the reason why some of the people who read their Bibles today read their Bibles and they understand what they are reading is because they've been well taught. Hallelujah. Teaching is foundational. It's the first thing. If you don't encounter a sound teacher of the word of God, you'll never make progress in the faith. It will be a struggle for the rest of your life. Are you aware that we interpret things based on how we are taught? Praise God. Imagine you give birth to a child and yet you tell the child to sort himself. Is he not a human being like every other person? Doesn't he have two hands? Doesn't he have one head? Can't he crawl? Doesn't he have legs and all that? See, the truth of the matter is that though the child is a human being, the child is underdeveloped. And because of that, it's impossible for the child to be responsible for himself. So don't let us despise the wisdom of God and come up with, you know, some sense-rude wisdom and say people should be able to be responsible for themselves. After all, we have the Bible. Do you know the disciples or the apostles of Jesus? Do you know they had access to the scriptures? Until they were taught, until Jesus walked them through scriptures. Luke 24:27, Bible says, and he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Verse 44, Bible says, and these are the words I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the Psalms, and the prophets concerning me. Verse 45, Bible says, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Have you seen? So, until Jesus showed them through scriptures, until Jesus taught them from the word of God, from the scriptures, they did not understand the scriptures, though they had access to the scriptures. Hallelujah. So let's not be funny. Let's not say people have access to the Bible. The Bible is in the book. If just reading the Bible is what will make people understand the scriptures, then those who are even selling and printing Bibles should be very sound in doctrine. It is not by having access to the scriptures. It's by having access to a ministry gift that is able to teach you in the word of God. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Timothy again, chapter 3. I'll read from verse 12. Bible says, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Verse 13. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Hallelujah. Continue in the things you have learned and you've been assured of, knowing from whom. Hallelujah. You see, from whom you have learned them. Praise God. So it was after that he says, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. So when he says, continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, he was talking about, and then he says, from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise for salvation. It wasn't just about Timothy's effort, self-effort to train himself, to discipline himself, to know the Scriptures. It was taught. Hallelujah. It was taught. That was the reason why Timothy turned out to be who he was. In the faith, he was taught. He had a good teacher of the word of God. So it's important for us to understand this, that there's a reason for that structure in the body of Christ for men to be taught the word of God. And this is fundamental. This is basic. In fact, this is the starting point. Every believer must have access to a sound teacher of the word. If you want to grow in the faith, you must have access to a sound preacher or teacher of the word. Hallelujah. Most of the scriptures we use for spiritual growth are scriptures that show us that people were under teaching. Hallelujah. Most of the scriptures we use for encouraging people to personally study their Bibles are scriptures that actually show us that people were under teaching. I'll show you two examples quickly. Look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, right? That you may grow thereby. But was Peter actually telling these guys to go and study on their own? I don't think so. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, this was said in a letter. It was teaching them the word. It was teaching them the word. Praise God. It was teaching them the word. If you read from chapter 1, from verse 22, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Look at verse 25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. So there were men that taught and preached the gospel to these guys. So going on from there, it says, therefore laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So he kept teaching. Same way they received the gospel to be saved, Peter is commending them to keep receiving the ministry of the word for spiritual growth. Look at another one, Acts of Apostles, chapter 20. Most of the scriptures we have used to encourage people to personally go for the word without emphasizing the need for them to submit to a sound ministry of the word, a sound ministry gift, somebody who is able to teach them sound doctrine, are scriptures that actually show us that those men were under teaching. Acts 20, look at verse 32. Bible says, so now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Amazingly, do you know those he was commending to God and to the word of his grace? It wasn't about even the church members. It was about the elders. Hallelujah. It was about the elders. Because if you read from verse 17, it says, the Bible says, and from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. It was the elders of the church he was talking to up until he got to verse 32. It was not the members of the church. So I'm not saying it's wrong to say, I commend you to God and to the word of grace. But this was particularly an instruction to elders. And one of the instructions that was given to those elders, look at this, was how they ought to feed the flock. Acts of Apostles chapter 20, look at verse 28. It says, therefore take it to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. He says to take it, to make sure you keep feeding the flock among whom God has made you overseers. They were meant to keep teaching the flock. Guess what? That was exactly how Paul also taught these elders. Hallelujah. These elders also did not struggle to know the word, to grow by themselves. They were also taught by Paul. So he's committing to them the same tradition of teaching. Hallelujah. So look at verse 25, where Paul says, and indeed, look at now, he says, and indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you, the elders, the whole counsel of God. Hallelujah. The whole counsel of God. Hallelujah. So Paul taught them the word. And then he's commending them to carrying on the same tradition of teaching the flock. Look at what he says at 2 Timothy chapter 2. Glory to God. 2 Timothy in chapter 2. And I'm going to close here. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'll read from verse 1. The Bible says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2, and the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Have you seen the same way you have received from me? Make sure you also commit to faithful men. That is, make sure you teach men. And amongst those you teach, look for men who are faithful to the doctrine and commit it to them and instruct them to also teach others. So the teaching ministry cannot be overemphasized. It is the starting point for every believer. One of the ways, the most important way to grow as a Christian is to find a teacher of the word. Somebody you can listen to regularly. Somebody that can teach you the scriptures in its sincere form, in its unadulterated state. Somebody that can expose you to sound doctrine. Your growth will be fast-tracked in no time. Glory be to God. So I've just laid this as a foundation for what we're going to be looking at from Monday. Don't forget to tune in, invite your friends, family members, colleagues, classmates, and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't also forget to have a great weekend of being full of the Word, full of faith, full of power, full of faith, full of spiritual songs. And don't forget to be a blessing to somebody. One more thing, don't be in panic or in fear because of this news of a particular virus that's coming to Nigeria. You're going to be safe. Your family members are going to be safe and kept. And there will be no outbreak or disaster or epidemic in this nation in the name of Jesus. So be at rest and just trust God. See you in the next episode.